Blog Talk Radio.
Tell talk money, back talk. 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 Let me show you how to get it back. Let me show you how to get it back. Let me show you how to get it back. Let me show you how to get it back. Tell talk money, back talk. 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 Let me show you how to get it back. Let me show you how to get it back. Let us show you how to get it back. Let us show you how to get it back.
Welcome to Bag Talk Radio, where we uplift the entrepreneur in you. We're here to motivate you to get the bag, show you how to get the bag, and then make sure you know how to keep the bag. From finances to faith, entertainment, sports, we're here to come up with ideas of how to make extra income and keep it coming in. In that episode tonight, we have comedian and actor from the new series with T.I., Cheating Ass Mine. We have movie mogul, the most consistent man in YouTube history, Drizzle Dollar, a.k.a. Man from Atlanta Avenue. And then we have one of the hardest working comedians in the game right now, Dave Butler. Listen as these guys tell you what made them step out on faith and how you can do the same. If you want to be a social media influencer, this is the time for you right now. So listen for us with Bag Talk Radio. What we're doing tonight on Bag Talk Radio, we're doing the social media influencers. We have a lot of people who want to be social media influencers. And what I did tonight was I found some of the hardest working guys to let them know what the game entails, you know, what it's like building a social media base, what it's like creating a following as large as these guys have. Let's get with our first caller. This show has been sponsored by Bumble Rum, Baghead Distribution, Keep Stitching, Black and Gold Promo, and Sarcevelli TV.
Tell talk money, back talk. 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 Let me show you how to get it back. Let me show you how to get it back. Let me show you how to get it back. Let me show you how to get it back. Tell them talk money, back talk. 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 Let me show you how to get it back. Let me show you how to get it back. Let me show you how to get it back. Let me show you how to get it back.
Right now, you guys, we have Cheating Ass Myron on the line. We're trying to get him. He's in the airport traveling, you guys. You know this is a live show. So give us a second. We'll get with him.
Tell him talk money, back talk. 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 Let us show you how to get it back. Let us show you how to get it back. Let us show you how to get it back. Let us show you how to get it back. Tell them talk money, back talk. 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 Let us show you how to get it back. Let us show you how to get it back. Let us show you how to get it back. Let us show you how to get it back.
Guys, Myron is having technical difficulties right now inside the airport. Let me see if Drizzle is ready or if comedian Dave Butler is ready. Their birth was scheduled a little bit later. We apologize about this tonight.
Tell talk money, back talk. Tell talk money, back talk. Tell talk money, back talk. Tell them talk money, back talk. Let us show you how to get it back. Let us show you how to get it back. Let us show you how to get it back. Let us show you how to get it back.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, what's going on? It's Myron.
What's up, Myron? What's up, Myron, man? We're glad to have you online, brother. We know you was in the airport traveling.
Yeah, I was just on the train.
Okay, man. Welcome to Bag Talk Radio, man. I want you to tell the people a little bit about yourself.
What's up, man? You know, I'm Myron Jewell, stand-up comedian, actor, / entertainer, man. You know, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, born and raised. Been living in Atlanta going on 3 years now, you know, and what blew me up is doing social media sketches, you know what I mean? So I went from doing stand-up comedy, and once I seen the wave, the new wave was social media, I jumped on there, and I just stayed consistent until I found my niche, and that's how I became Cheating Ass Myron, from creating those type of videos, and everybody was thinking that they were real, and it just ran from there, man, and before you know it, it was a whole, a star was born, man.
Man, I actually thought it was real, too. I'm not going to lie, man. The first time I saw you a couple of years ago, and your girlfriend, I think you was inside the house with a young lady or something, and your girl came home, and you was acting like she was a doll or something.
Oh, yeah. That was a sex doll. I blew up doll.
Yeah, you was acting like she was a sex doll. Man.
Yeah, that was you know, it's crazy that people believe that, because that's how you know the acting had to be good, because the reason I did that video, particular video at the time, those dolls was going viral on social media. So I was like, I need to do something that fits what I got going already to make it work. So I did that, not knowing people was going to really think it was real, man. I thought they was just going to laugh at that one, like, oh, he crazy. But everybody was really thinking it was real. They put it on Ridiculousness and everything, man. It was crazy.
No, they put it on Ridiculous.
Yeah, that video on Ridiculousness.
Like, so the young lady that's always playing your girlfriend, is she a comedian as well?
The crazy part is, see, only I know who it is, but it's not even, she's not even a comedian. That's the crazy part. It's somebody,
man,
close,
that's dope.
Somebody that I know, but she's not a comedian. But she is a comedian, if that makes sense. That's her regular personality. Like, that's why she's so funny with it, because that's who she is every day. But she has no interest in, like, doing stand-up comedy or trying to act or none of that. That's not her thing. She just was helping me, you know, and it worked out.
Come on, man. That's dope, man. So how long have you been taking this serious? Like, did you just pick up one day and say, I wanted to be a comedian?
I've been silly like this, man, my whole life. What was like destined to be? It was just a matter of me having confidence and faith in myself to get in front of a crowd. You know what I mean? Because when you're doing it naturally.
Definitely.
Yeah, when you're doing it naturally, when you're young and you're making the class laugh, or you class clown, or just making your family laugh, you're just in your natural element, so that's different. You don't realize what you're doing. But then it's like, as you get older, you start realizing, like, this is my gift. You know, I played basketball, you did other things, but they had my heart at the end of the day. It was like, oh, this is fun to me now. I don't want to do this. But, like, making people laugh was always been something that just came natural. So it was like, once I got older and I realized this was my gift, it was like, let me just focus on what my natural gift is instead of trying to create a gift. You know, we're all born with gifts. You just got to figure out what yours is, and that's what I did.
Man, you definitely perfecting it, brother. We've been watching, man, and it's like, I see how, I want to ask you some more questions, man, but it's like, I see how Instagram tried to ban you. Like, tell the audience, man, so what's going on with that, so more people can start following you and they can tell more people about you?
So I was at 579K followers on Instagram, legit followers, no bot followers, like just 100% earned. And the algorithm started changing it. You know what I mean? It started changing and they started getting real strict. So it was like the same thing that made you become Cheating Ass Myron. When you're posting those things, all those things started getting flagged. And I was, like, killing my mind. So it was like, they eventually took my page, and they were saying, oh, I keep going to get community guidelines. But it didn't really shock me because they've been taking everybody's pages. I know a lot of other influencers whose pages have been taken based off of the
things
that they've just been actually doing.
But they seem like they all the same skin color, man. It seemed like they all the same skin color.
It is.
Like,
it is.
And nobody wants to speak on it, but we're going to speak on it on Bag Talk, how they always trying to ban the brothers from making money, but they allow all these, you know, and I don't speak down on them, but the sex workers and everything can show sex, but then they want to ban boots. See, like, it's soft porn on some of these women pages. And then you talk about boots, you showing something, are you doing something, and they talking about they banning it because they don't like the guidelines, man. And it's crazy because, like, I like that 4-4, like that's one of the dopest shit that you got. You know what I'm saying? I was telling the manager, I was like, man, that shit right, they should be viral. You know, you get you a real beat, and I distribute that song for your brother. Like, that's hard. You know what I'm saying?
They said, everybody say that, man, like, they love that fofo, man. So they be like, man, you got to go in the studio and record a real song and you know, make a mixtape and do all this. But you got to get real, get your own beats, get some real beats and not other people's beats so you can make money from it, you know. But,
they
been saying that even to this day, man. They love the fofo.
So
and that's something.
Go ahead.
Huh? Oh, that's something that I've been doing. I said the fofo. It wasn't called the fofo. My homies used to call it the twister. Like, you know what I'm saying? They'd be like, do that twister stuff, but that's something I've been doing since like high school, man, just being goofy, like going for the fofo, motherfucker, like doing that same thing in the slow motion. In the slow motion, it used to just be riding the car with my homies, like moving in slow motion, driving in slow motion, like just being goofy in cars, just to be honking. I just took the two and put them together, man, and then it just went crazy on social media, and I just never looked back with it. And I'm like, I've been doing this. Like, y'all just not seeing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
My family
and
friends, man, he been doing this. Always with my shirt off and all that type of stuff like that. Man, that's been me. It's just the world is seeing me now. So now they seeing it like, oh, snap, like, dude, crazy. He ain't never got no shirt on. See, I was running down the street in his drawers when I was getting caught cheating and stuff. And stuff like that, it was like, nigga, that's been me since before I even knew I was going to do comedy, you know?
So it's natural to
you. So that's why it was, that's why when I was doing it, if anybody know me, they probably be like, oh, he reaching. He doing this. But it's like I never was reaching. I was really doing what I did every day, like just being goofy, having fun, being silly. That's just what I always did. But the only people that's been knowing you from the sandbox up, they're the ones who know. People that's getting on to you from social media, they don't know that. You know, so they're going to judge you. And that's just what it comes with. But I never cared about what nobody thought. I'm going to do me regardless.
Okay. So, what are some of the comedians that influenced you?
Man, most definitely Chris Tucker, man. That's the one. I seen him when I was growing up. Well, I was like, this dude is hilarious, boy. Chris Tucker.
Man.
I don't know if anybody up on Tony Roberts, but he's a household name in stand-up. He's just not like, he didn't never have that big break on in Kim, like, you know, like Mike Evans and Bernie Max and Chris Tucker's and stuff like film wise, but he's household name, funny as hell, very energetic. So if y'all not onto him, look up Tony Roberts. I guarantee y'all gonna love him. And then
Tony Roberts
now today.
Y'all heard that?
Tony Roberts, funny as hell, man. And I can't forget. And Kevin Hart is like today, looking at him, man. He makes you realize how hard you have to work because. I mean, that you can't stop because this man could really sit down if he wanted to. And this dude's still putting out 10 movies a year, feel like a comedy tour, you know, every commercial that come on. Like, it's like you just see him every time you turn it down. And it's like, how can I ever do
that? And he's a businessman.
That's what I'm saying, but that's why it motivates me when I watch his work ethic. This nigga still work out and do a whole bunch of other stuff. And I'm like, ain't no way I can take a break, man. I got to keep moving. There ain't no enough. Ain't never enough.
Come on, man. All we see is work from you. You're very consistent, brother. We can always say that. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been watching you about 2-3 years, you know. And tell us about your endeavors. Tell us everything you're working on right now.
Actually trying to get this, I ain't going to say trying to start a comedy tour. Definitely got to have a comedy tour going, man. Thinking about calling it I Got the Receipt. Because that's like one of my slogans, man. I Got the Receipt. Cheap man's mine. I Got the Receipt comedy tour. I did a movie called First Day Out. It's they still haven't gave this exact date, but I filmed that in Charlotte. That's gonna be a good production. I also filmed Apartments for like me, T.I., Lil Duval, DC Young Fly, B Simone, like it's a lot of, you know, Carlos Miller. If I didn't say his name yet, like it's a lot of K-Dub, you know, it's a lot of us, man. Tyler Chronicle, Ronnie Jordan, man. A lot of big name comedians. We all in that one movie, you know what I mean? Lab
yeah,
Green,
definitely.
You know, Erica Dutchess. Well, I can, the list goes on and on, man, with big names just in that just in that film, man. You know.
And it's a film.
Yeah, well it's a series. It's a series. It's called Department.
Okay.
We just kind of started filming it like a couple months ago. Yeah, man. Trying to keep my foot on your neck. I'm on the way to Vegas right now. I got a comedy show in Vegas, so I'm in the airport right now. Gonna catch this flight for that show tomorrow.
Man, that's dope, man. We don't want to keep you long. We know you're traveling, brother. I want you to shout out all your social media, man, so we can get all the people who are listening to start following you.
Yeah, man. So if you want to go follow me on social media, I do have a new Instagram page. Now, this is my first one, got banned by Instagram, but it's still the same as Cheating Ass Myron, but it has an extra N on Myron. You know, the main page just had one N on Myron, but it's, if you type in Cheating Ass Myron, it'll pop up. You go on Twitter, it's Cheating Ass Myron. YouTube is Cheating Ass Myron. Facebook is my name, Myron Jewel, but you can type in Cheating Ass Myron, it'll pop up. So it's pretty much the same thing on all platforms. Oh, and
okay,
I have a podcast
we definitely
too called I have a podcast
Say
called Kibitzer. It's on all. The name of the podcast is called Kibitzer, and it's on all social media. KIBITZER. It's on all social media. All social media, all streaming platforms as well. So you can look on that Apple, Spotify, everything. You can type that in, and you'll see my podcast on there as well.
So how often you do your podcast so that people can check you out?
We film it once a week, so it's an episode drops every Wednesday. Every Wednesday,
y'all heard that.
Yeah,
man, Myron, we appreciate you, brother, coming on. Say it again.
I appreciate y'all, man. No, I was just spelling it for them just so they know, KIBITZER, Kibitzer. And, yeah, man, just make sure y'all stay tuned, follow the journey, man. I appreciate everybody that support me and believe in me, man. Like, this is still just the beginning for Cheating Ass Myron. Myron Jewel is
man,
the brand, Cheating Ass Myron is a...
Brother, you got a real brand, and we hope to see you in the future. You know what I'm saying? We can't wait to be able to bring you back on here and say that we was one of the first podcasts to have you on. You know, and I just appreciate you, man. We wish you safe travels and have good luck on your show in Vegas.
Already, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all keep leveling up, man, and doing y'all thing, man. Definitely gonna hear from you again. Gotta follow the journey, and I'm gonna follow y'all.
I appreciate you, brother. If you want to, you can stay around. We have Drizzle Dollar, a.k.a. Man, and we have comedian Dave Butler on. So, you know, at the end of the night, most of the time, we just do a freestyle. Let all the comedians give a little bit of game and stuff at the end of the night. If you have time, you know, you can stick around, brother.
All right, okay.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Okay. You guys, next we have comedian Dave Butler. You may know him from skits such as Someone Slip Me a Mickey. how you doing, brother?
Hey, can you hear
Welcome.
Me? You can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, cool. I'm pretty cool, man. How y'all doing?
Man, we doing great. We doing great, man.
I was sitting there listening to the... Hello?
Go ahead, bro.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
It feel weird I got this shit hooked up to my, I got a headset hooked up to my phone. I ain't never used like this before. So I guess I got it right. Y'all said y'all hear me, so we cool. What you been saying?
Man, you sound good. You clear and crisp. I need to get one of them headsets.
I use the, them little small mini Rode mics, RODE, and I use this little, I guess it's called a switcher or something, or like a splitter. So it's like it's a hookup for the headset and a hookup for the microphone. So the mic on one end.
Okay, you got the little podcast
the
set up
end.
With the box.
Yeah.
Okay, brother. Okay, so tell everybody about yourself and where you're from.
Dave Butler, comedian from Baltimore. Baltimore.
Oh, okay, B-more. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm doing comedy now for 11 years.
So you've been doing comedy. So how long have you been doing comedy?
11 years.
11
started
years?
I started October 3rd, 2010.
That's why you're so polished with it. Man, I want to get to the questions. I got some questions I want to ask you, man, but I gotta ask you these other questions first. Like, what comedians made you pursue being a comedian?
Growing up early, I would say my earliest memories is just Eddie Murphy Raw, watching Coming to America, Def Comedy Jam, watching the TV show Martin and acting everything up the next day in school, In Living Color. Like, so those were the type of shows that I seen. And so that stuff, as soon as I was old enough to actually remember and know what's going on, that was when they actually started putting people that look like us on TV. You know, that's when Comic View came and all those things came behind it. So I would say, for the most part, those people.
Okay. And did your family accept you doing comedy at first?
Yeah, I was always funny. Like my dad is very funny. My sisters, like, to be honest, it took me long to start comedy because I was by far nowhere near the funniest person in any room I stepped in growing up. You know, it was just, I always had a different way of doing it. So, like, even when I joked, it was a structure. Or, like, whenever something would happen, and, like, the next day you talk to the friends that wasn't there, they would always be like, no, let Dave tell the story.
Yeah, because you're a storyteller. You're a great storyteller.
Right. So that was, like, the difference. But for the most part, like, when it came to roasting, as good as I was, everybody in my neighborhood could do it. When it came to being funny, I got a sister that would blow me out the water and being funny. You know, it's just – and I thought I never felt special for being funny because I was always around funnier people. Or, like, I'm kind of awkward off stage, so I never commanded a room, you know, stuff like that. I was more like – passive. I had friends that when I was around, they would be the ones that command the room and made everybody laugh. I was more like to the side.
Yeah, so you had to get out your own way, man. We definitely understand. That's how it was with this podcast, man. I put on Facebook earlier, man, like, if you're trying to call me an hour before the podcast, man, I'm probably in the bathroom. I got bubble guts because I'm always nervous before this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Spaghetti.
I had to get out of my own way.
Yeah, but that's a good thing because I feel like when the butterflies go away, that's when it's a real issue, you know.
Yeah.
That's when it's a real issue.
Yeah.
Because you're transforming that energy into something, you know.
Yeah, definitely. That's a better way to think about it. So, tell us, man, I wanted to get to these questions, man, because I got to know about some of these skits, man. Like, how did you come up with the sex punani? Like, you know, that's one of your things you like to say. Like, she tried to give me
Okay. I only said it one time in my whole life, and then I said it again telling the story. So what really happened was, you know, when you're growing up, people got their smart comments, and out my group of friends, I was like a year younger, 2 years younger, but back at the age where a year really mattered. So when I lost my virginity, my friends was virgins. And I knew if I'd have just said I got some, you know, pussy, they would have been like, oh, like a cat, you know, trying to be funny. So
yeah.
I was so excited to tell my story. On my way there, I was already combating any type of feedback because I wanted to get straight to my story. So I said sex pussy just to me, like, to stop me from being sidetracked with my story by somebody saying, oh, you mean like a cat or a kitty cat, or, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I said it. So when I said it in the story, the first story I ever told when I started making the stories, people kept bringing that up. So I just said, if it organically hit like that, I'll make sure to mention it whenever I say the word sex.
Right.
But I try not to overdo it. I probably say it like once a video. You know, and just find placement
it's
for
like
it. I don't want to overdo it.
Man, it's like one of your caller cards. It's like Myron say, he got the receipts. You know what I'm saying? That's one of your caller cards for me. Like, I mean, it's like with the story. So with the story, I got Mickey. Is it based off? Is your stories based off true stories, brother? Because you tell great stories. That's the question.
Yes, they all are true. They all are true.
Oh, okay. So you actually got Mickey.
Now, yes. At a club, I grabbed the wrong drink and kind of found out later on my son's mother, her sister got drugged there before. So when I brought up the place, it was like, oh, yeah, that happened before to somebody else, you know, so it actually was a thing. I just didn't know.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing, especially down in the South, man. So it's crazy because, you know, when you said it, I thought about a partner of mine that had got Mickey, and it's a blessing for you to get Mickey, and you still be able to move around like you can, and you didn't lose anything mentally, because it's a lot of people who get Mickey, then they don't recover from it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you definitely have a calling on your life, and it's definitely a reason that you still, you know, here, and the Most High got you doing this comedy. So. Doing comedy 11 years, man, tell people how social media has changed comedy for you.
See, I started called the don't count years, right? So when I started in 2010, there wasn't any more Def Jam, Comic View, Martin Law's First Amendment was off. It's been a long while since people blew up from a set, you know. And it was a writer's strike going on. Reality television was at a high, and they wasn't trying to pay writers as much. So it wasn't even opportunities for that. And it wasn't those no longer opportunities. Oh, we liked your jokes. Here's a sitcom for it. So, like, I was in no man's land for some years. And Wildin' Out was, like, the only thing. And even then, you got to think, before it was social media stars, they were YouTube stars. So even that first batch of people that was getting on from social media, it was from YouTube. So... But for me, it's like it changed for me when my first time going viral. I do feel like the best thing is I feel like if you're patient enough and productive enough, you can act. It's a place for everybody. So my brand of comedy, maybe 10 years ago, people might tell me you might not want to say or do that because of the opportunities you can lose. But I feel like I want a fan base of people that's just don't give a fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't got to sell a million seats. I just need a few hundred people that's like-minded to fill up the venue. I'm not here to say, if your city hold 2 million people, I'm not there to sell out 2 million. I'm just there for a small portion of people that think like me. You know, so I know I'll never get a Pepsi deal. I know I won't get a lot of endorsements because I say I'll do what I want. But at the same time, if you don't give me nothing, it ain't nothing you can take from me. And I can sing and do what I want. True. So for me, I just feel like social media allow you to have a cult following. You know, if
man,
you work hard
man,
enough
man,
and get through the people.
That is definitely true. So with the you saying you do what you want, I heard you about to go to talking of numbers. You know, that's what we here for, to talk about that bag. So tell the people like who want to be social media influencers. What if you could tell them one thing? What would be the one thing, that piece of advice that you would give them
for the social media influencers?
Yeah, because I want to. I need to ask Myron this question too.
Monetary or just anything? Now, trends, I understand the numbers game, but don't get so caught up that you lose yourself in it, you know.
Right.
I would say that for me, it's just like I said, back to cult following. Everybody can't, like for instance, the young man, Sheepman's Myron, he made it to what, 575,000, he said at one point.
Hell
like,
yeah,
nigga, my uncle was pulling me up. My uncle's in his 60s. My uncle pulling me up, showing me his videos. You know what I'm saying? But it's like,
right.
all the way down to my nieces and nephews. So that's how far his reach is. And for me, it's like I can admire it, but what I take from it is he did some shit his own way. So it don't inspire me to steal what he's doing. It inspired me to be like, at some point this dude said, although I don't have a point of reference because I didn't see nobody do this before me, I'm still going to step out and do it. You know, and then he found his niche and his brand and look where he at with. So for me, it's just, my advice would just be, especially in this TikTok era where going nuts for doing it what everyone else is doing. You know, and that's fun too, but just try to find a way to some advice I got from a guy. He's a comedian, right? Daryl Bradley. He used to be a pimp. Like a showing up real life pimp. Like if you look up those old movies like Pimps Up Holes Down and stuff like that, he was in it. Right? And
okay.
And he was like, you know what I like about your stand up? And I said, what? He said, all right, I used to be in the game. And he said, now, when I was a pimp, people don't understand why pimps wore loud suits and dressed crazy and drove crazy cars. He said, we all separate ourselves so them hoes can have something to choose from. And he pointed to the crowd and said, those the hoes. Now you got to give them something to choose from. So that's why you got to separate yourself and bring something to the table, even if it's not for everybody, it's for somebody. And it's yours. What's that? Yeah. They say people are a vibe. You got to be a vibe. Somebody got to be in the mood for you. You know, definitely. So that's what I just try to do.
Man, that's dope. That's dope, man. I wish Myron was on the line so he could have heard you give him his flowers, brother. And you deserve yours too, man, because like I say, you're a great storyteller, man. And a lot of people don't – I know your following not as big as that 500,000, but it should be there because – like I say, bro, like sometimes, you know, when I'm sitting inside the doctor's office or sitting inside someplace with my kids or something, like everybody on Reels. I don't really do the TikToks, but I do the Facebook Reels heavy. So, like, I can sit there and listen to the stories and you can visualize what's going on almost, you know what I'm saying, with the people telling you. You talk about you woke up in the back of a van and you know what I'm saying? So it's dope, man, that you can tell the stories that you experience and make light of them and give people something to laugh about, man, because laughter is life. And
yeah.
I just want you to shout out all your social media, man, so the people listening can follow you. And if you want to stay on in the last few minutes, man, like I say, we always have a little talk.
Yeah, I hang out for a bit.
Man, we appreciate you, brother. Go ahead and shout out all your social media for us.
Everything is Comedian Dave Butler on all platforms. No underscores, no, just straight Comedian Dave Butler. COMEDIANDAVEBUTLER.
All one word.
Yep. Because I tell you, when you on stage and you tell the crowd your social media, once you say underscore or hyphen or they go ah,
they lose it. Yeah, they lose it.
they don't like that extra button. they don't like that shift button. You know.
Me either. I'd rather you just send me a link to it so I can follow it.
Yeah,
man, we appreciate you,
and
brother.
I get it.
We got go ahead.
For you guys, I've been having a debate with a few of my friends, closest friends, right? Some are into business. Some are just into – well, they all are into business. And I'm big on following my own idea, but I get what they're saying. They don't think it's a good idea for me to come out with sex pussy merch.
With what?
Sex pussy merch.
Well, I think if you do it in a – I think if you do it in a clean way, like sex sells, everybody know that, brother. So like, if you do it in a clean way where it's like a sex and then like a pussy cat, a real cat or something, you know what I'm saying? Just you know, in a sexy body or something, I think it'll work.
I was thinking like a plain logo, like but just
like off like Rock Band fonts and stuff like that, but just like maybe I could blur out a couple letters to not spell it out, or maybe I could do the option of you can buy either way you want. But the word is getting so much traction, and like I said, I try to move organically, and I could try to force other catchphrases or force other, but right now the most organic thing that's been going on since I've been telling stories is that and nothing else, you know. So.
I think it'll sell. I think you can. I think it'll sell. I think if you sell it
now,
in women's lingerie, you think they'll buy.
See, my only thing is I get the whole word sex and pussy on something and you out and about in certain places, right, you know.
Right.
So I think about it that way, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I just think it's different, you know.
Man,
I don't know. I mean, I push the envelope about everything else, so it'll be fitting.
Man, I'm going to tell you this, brother, before I bring Drizzle Doll on, man. Like, you got to go into a first mind, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's your brand, and just like you say, you're building a cult following, so you want people who don't give a fuck. So if you got a real following, like I tell every artist that I talk to, if you got a real following, whether it's 1,500 or 2,000, you can drop a CD every week and they going to buy it because they really your fans.
Mm-hmm.
So if with you got real fans, so they going to buy what you drop.
Right. Man. Yeah. I'm going to just try it out, you know. I think I got a show.
Man,
the next show I'm throwing of my own, you know, outside of book shows, but my own show is April 9th. And I think I'm going to put together a little something and see what it do.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Might put together a little something. I kind of wait until they got. Okay. So do I leave and come back?
No, you good, brother. We're going to bring you back on. I got Drizzle Dollar coming up next, man. And I want you to listen to Drizzle Dollar because he, on the other side of things, he's not really a comedian, but to introduce everybody to Drizzle Dollar, he's a movie mogul out of Atlanta. To me, he's the most consistent YouTube series I have ever seen on YouTube, and I've watched a lot of them because I'm a writer.
Right now.
So, at this moment, we're about to bring on Drizzle Dollar, and we appreciate you, brother. We hope you stick around so we can sit down and talk after this.
All right. I'm going to stay on. I'm going to take a quick shower, so I'm going to wait to a show, but I'm going to try to stay on the ride down.
For sure, bro. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
Drizzle.
What up, big brother?
What's up, bro? Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show.
I'm digging this. Yeah, I like the swag.
Man, I appreciate you, man. You know, you kind of inspired me to go ahead and step out my way and goddamn go ahead and do the right thing and get something going, man. So tell the people about yourself, man.
Oh, man, I'm a little country boy out of Atlanta, Georgia, from a little narrow street called Atlanta Avenue. And I'm a bona fide hustler. I just made a song. I'm not a trapper, I'm a hustler. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do all kind of stuff too. I'm everywhere.
straight up, man. Mm-hmm. I see you on the 95, the 85 South show.
Oh man, that how God work. Yeah, that how God work. You ain't got to be the one they call somebody next.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. So. Tell the people about the series, man. About Atlanta Avenue, man. Because. That's where a lot of people, you know, want to know the questions about Atlanta Avenue. And, you know, so tell us about Atlanta Avenue and how it got started.
Well, Atlanta Avenue is a street I was born on. That's what I was telling you about, the little narrow, long street. It's a long, little street, steep hill. And, man, I come from them hustlers. I come from a grandmama who ain't do nothing but work, you know what I mean, but work. Worked her own moves, her own garden, her own churches, you know what I mean? Yeah, so I
right,
was a little kid learning everything. My mama named me Man. Either it was going to be boy or man, but my dad said we can't name him boy. Boy play on toys. You know what I'm saying? They went with Man. We got a lot of mans in our family. So I always been that little kid motivated, man, to get some money, some real money, you know what I mean? Since a kid, I wanted the dollar. You got a dollar? Thought I was just telling my morning father was this morning. Yeah, I was a kid. I dollar you. You got a dollar? Mm-hmm. But how you get drunk a dollar? How drunk a dollar comes
about?
That's real. I'm always about some money, you know what I mean? So Atlanta Avenue taught me a lot. I come from that 3 and end up in that 1 as a kid. Grandmama them in zone 3. Mama on the west side in the project. The bricks. Yeah, man.
Come on, man.
That's how you got Atlanta Avenue.
So Atlanta Avenue is basically like based off, you know, real life events, basically, is what you say.
Yeah. This on my birth certificate. This based off the real deal. You got characters in there who come from, who I don't took names from, who may not be living now, and I name people after them and stuff like that. But nah, this, you know, this history. This ain't no myth. I got to make that clear. And 100 episodes was our destiny. Ain't nobody working like that. You know, we film out here, but people complain too much. You know, we don't do no complaining. And then people got a habit of explaining. I ain't got to explain to you. I just do 100 episodes and let that stuff explain to you who I am. You know, but a lot of them got confused, it, brother. They looking for my man, the character. Drug a dollar, the man, you know what I mean? On the morning, you can come and catch Drug a Dollar talking about God and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, because you got a huge morning following, man. I see that. Yeah, man, I remember the first day you started that morning show, man.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you why I started it, because at night, my phone was ringing like a 911 operator, right? And we couldn't do nothing. And then I had just started. I ain't know about it. I didn't know you needed 2-3 phones for YouTube, you know. So as I kept going, I kept learning, you know. Didn't even know how to comment. You know, how do you comment to that thing? You need a second phone. Oh, okay. I'm learning now. So now I'm a YouTuber. You can consider me as a YouTuber. I'm in them streets at 6:00 in the morning, man. I'm talking about I trigger like a truck. I treat this like a trap. You know what I mean? The difference is you get taxes off of this one. Don't no taxes come off the trap, you know, at the end of the year. Yeah.
Come on, man. Give them that game. So, man, you not just Atlanta Avenue, brother. Not just a series. You dropping movies and most series. You got the Mulberry in and, man.
The Mayberry. Yeah,
so
Mayberry. I had to give grandmama them some. You know, grandmama them deserve some too. They love Atlanta Avenue too, you know. But I had to most definitely get them some. Some I know is gonna get monetized, and, you know, appropriate for certain people, stuff like that. But
right.
I was listening to the young brother. What his name was, Myra or something like that. Let me see. Comedian.
Sheena Esmire.
Now, they doing apartments. I ain't got no problem with that because a lot of us do come from apartments, but I was the first to do that one. I already know it.
I knew you was going to say it.
But it ain't no beef. You know, at first I was kind of like, oh, man, what they doing? What they talking about? And then I had to recognize, shoot, we all come from apartments. And then, you know, people come up with ideas, but I've been, people are always taking my idea for some reason, so I had to take it as, oh, is these niggas tapping off me or what? And then I had to say, we all come from the department, so it's something they can relate to, I can relate to, we all can relate to. So I didn't make up departments. I just decided to do a series called Departments. You know,
right.
Undocumented.
Right.
It's on DVD, it's on the internet, you know, and stuff like that. But a lot of stuff I come out with, they try to take, you know. Not necessarily saying they're trying to take, but these particular people, I know chasing that line, more death on the take. They some powerful.
You know,
people.
Man. You know, I'm gonna tell you something, man. When you're a trendsetter, you gotta expect a lot of people to start doing the same thing you're doing. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's why I ain't tripping. At first, I was like, oh, man, we finna trip out. But then I was like, no, nah, you know what? Shoot, everybody stayed in the apartment, trapped in the apartment. Some went to visit their family in the apartment. Something, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
We from Atlanta. We don't call it apartment. We call it apartment. So I overstand that, you know, like, shoot, that's what it is, apartment, you know? More three out apartment.
Yeah.
I can't trip on that. Everybody come out the apartment, you know what I mean? And then they got to tell their testimony. Yeah, and you got to tell your testimony because most of our testimony come out the apartment. You feel me?
Yeah.
I ain't tripping.
And so you do all the are you doing all the soundtracks and stuff yourself too, brother?
Yeah, we do it all in-house. Yep. I'm sitting at the studio thing right now. We on YouTube, matter of fact, man. Holler at my YouTubers. Yeah, holler at my family. We got 27.
Okay. We appreciate the YouTubers. We appreciate the YouTubers here on Bag Talk Radio, man. Y'all check us out over here, too.
They coming in, too. We got 30. They steady coming. Yeah, shout out to Bad.
Come on, man.
Yeah, Bad Head. You already know Bad Head Facts. Right?
Man, we appreciate
Bad
you,
Talk. Bad Talk Radio. Let go, y'all. Bad Talk Radio, man. Big swallow.
You know how we rock, brother. So another thing, man, I wanted to ask you, man, we from Savannah, man. I'm in Savannah, man. So I see you got a lot of actors that be on the series that's from Savannah, man. So we appreciate you showing the city love like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of people don't like to fuck with Savannah, man. You know, everybody like to scream Savannah, but they don't like to put us on nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't care about where you from. That don't mean nothing to me. I don't care about where you from,
man.
Yeah, that ain't got.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that ain't gonna hurt me or help me about where you from. You know what I mean? You bring as a person. Yeah, I'm looking at your personality. I'm looking at you as a person, as a vibe. What's your vibe like? You know what I mean? Because most people I deal with don't know how to act. I deal with people don't know how to act. You know, they never act. They keep looking at the camera. So I got to teach them how to not look at the camera. This ain't no video, you know. If they rappers, they got accustomed to looking in the camera as a rapper, shooting a video. So once they come over to me, I have to show them how to not look in the camera, you know, be your natural self. You feel me? Because I read people out of their body language. I can tell if you're nervous. I can tell your body language. A lot of times they be cussing me out through their body language. And I can tell that because I'm not only
I'm the director,
I'm the creator, I'm the producer. You know what I mean? So I'm looked at in all kind of positions. One moment they might be looking at me as the director. One moment they looking at me as the actor. You know, one of them got to be cooler than the other.
Man, that's dope, man. You know, it's a man of many hats. People always try to say, you know, it's a jack of all trades, but a master of one. You know what I'm saying? But a master of none. But it's better to be a master of a few things than a master of one. You know what I'm saying? So, we appreciate you for what you bring into the culture, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of series that came out that we watched, and it's like something about your series, man, just captivated the people, and the fact that you were so consistent, brother, to drop 100 episodes, you know what I'm saying? For me to sit there and watch you drop 100 episodes, it showed me your work ethic, and like I said, it inspired me. It's a lot of people around me who inspired me, man. Like on the episode before, I had my partner, Big Dog Fee, you know what I'm saying? He just dropped the book, 7 Laws to Winning After Prison. I just want to tell you, man, we just want to give you your flowers while you're here, brother, for bringing what you bring to the culture. It's crazy, just like you say, they don't give you the credit you deserve, but, you know, they can't take away that work.
You know what I'm saying? And work equal results. So you're going to keep growing and you're going to keep building so much that they ain't going to have to do nothing but come and bring you a check. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then they going to wonder if you're going to take the check or not.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I'm saying? So,
and you got to know what you want too. So, you know, a lot of brothers go in, they don't know what they want. I know what I want. I'm going in asking for 100. I need 100 million out of top, you know. We know what the taxes is.
Yep.
Anyway. So, off top, we paying the taxes on the 100 million. You know, that's off top. But, yeah, I know what I want. I know what I want to go in and get. We going to get some real paper, you know. You don't do 100 episodes just because, you know, you do 100 episodes because you know what's up. Like, outwork everybody. You know what I mean?
Come on, man. Outwork everybody.
Do what they ain't doing, you know. See, during pandemic, I had them watching. I knew what I was doing. They sat down. I stood up. You know what I mean? They sat down. I stood up. So, you know, and I just set them up. All I did was just set them up. Let me set them up. Let me get the CEO now. I ain't never been able to get the CEO. I figured out. Everybody at home. You got to watch me now.
Come on, man.
Hey, listen, you got to watch me now. And it paid off. I went and got four awards that year, pandemic. You know, I picked up 4 awards because I knew we can't stop. This the time to pop. Everybody at home. I'm talking about everybody. So, yeah, we got an opportunity to get people to, you know, watch us who would have never, ever watched us if it weren't from a pandemic. So, you know, God do stuff for a reason. You know, you just got to pay attention to the season he doing, man. He do a lot. We miss a lot of our blessings because we didn't have the pandemic. When the pandemic came, we went to catch a blessing and start finding stuff we had on loss. You know, picking ourselves back up when we were down. All kind of stuff. You seen people become new people, new teeth, new skin. The skin got brighter. You know, the sun got lighter. You seen it? And then a lot of them were going through PPPs, but still, you got some who were just truly blessed by the best.
Yeah.
Can't complain about the thing, you know. Can't take that for
no more.
I ain't take no PP money. I'm good. I actually got into it with a brother. Well, I had don't. They caught me while I was asleep, and I woke up and said, yeah, go ahead and do me. And then when I came to my senses, I said, man, tell them to rip it up. Get me out of there. And they got mad at me. My brother died the next probably couple weeks because I blocked them on everything. They act like they mad at me, and I said, well, I'm going to show them how mad I'm at them. I ain't going to the feds with them. And I blocked them. That's how I felt. And they niggas going to the feds, yeah. Him and his girl. And I blocked them. And that boy come up dead a few weeks after that. And he was trying to hit me around here. And I said, nah, I ain't going to no feds with these niggas. I know where they were going to go. The jail, dead. Something was going to happen, and it messed up, unfortunately. It happened in that way.
Man, our condolences, man.
That's
real, man. Like, people, like I say, that's bag talk, man. So, you know, we here to uplift the bag and talk about the bag and encourage people to get the bag. And I want people to understand that every comedian and every individual who came on here tonight and everybody who always come on Bag Talk, The most consistent thing that everyone says is work ethic and being in the right place at the right time. You have to be walking your path and walking in your path that the Most High have for you so you can be the best you possible. You know what I'm saying? And so you can be in that winning situation in that right place when it's time to win. So if you could tell the people something, man, just give them some game that's for anybody who want to be a social media influencer, anybody who want to go ahead and just start their own podcast or who want to be a YouTuber, because you wasn't a YouTuber a year ago, brother. So, you know, to watch your fan base grow, like I said, you inspire me. Like everybody I have on this show, I want people to know that I have these people on the show because they inspire me. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of people around me who inspire me. So I try to mix it up. You know what I'm saying? And I just appreciate you coming on. So just give some people a little bit of game about, you know, some of the things that you do on a daily basis to be successful in, and leave them with your social media and everything. You heard me, brother?
First, you're going to need God. You got to have God. And then, you know, a lot of people looking for people to come and get them. Stop looking for people to come and get you. People are coming to get with you, but come and get you, that's a hard burden, you know. That's a lot of weight to come and get a grown man, you know. And if you're a child, if there's some children on here, then that's cool. But if you grown and you're looking for somebody to come and get you, first off, you wrong. Get on your job. I grew up with a grandmama, so I got a grandmama work ethic. But I know that everybody ain't have a grandmama. But you got to have a work ethic in this game. And you got to be responsible. A lot of them don't say nothing about responsibility. You got to be responsible personally for you. You know, not for your brother, not for your cousin, not for your mother. You, brother, you, sister, you got to look out for you. You know, and what happened in this game, everybody want to bring everybody with them and then have to learn the hard way. Everybody ain't with you. You know, they out to get you. You know, out to get something. So get on your job, pay attention, stay focused. You need two things in this world. You need to be watchful and you need wisdom. Watchful, stay watchful, and wisdom. Watch how this game go. Pay attention to it. The littlest things you can learn from, you know, and, man, get around some people doing something. Because normally we around people ain't doing nothing, and then we find ourselves not doing nothing, and we in our phone all day, you know, flipping the screen up, you know. I don't have time for it. I got three phones. I ain't really got time to look through that stuff, you know, constantly trying to stay busy. So stay busy. Get around some busy people who love to work. Not just like the work, but love the work. And I ain't talking about no 9-to-5 people. I'm talking about some people doing this stuff for real, man. You know, taking that work ethic and making it work for them. Not for her, not for him, but for them. You know? That's the game, man. I'm telling you, that's how you get 100 episodes. And you got to be consistent. But not only do you be consistent, you got to constantly be on the go. And as you constantly on the go, make sure you grow. See, a lot of us don't grow as we go. I seen niggas doing 2 or 3 years ago, and they still ain't grown from it. You know,
man, brother, we got 30 seconds left, brother. I want you to shout out to social media and let everybody know where to find you, brother. And we appreciate you coming on, man. We look to have you on in the future.
You already know. It's so easy, y'all. Drug a dollar. Just put the R on the dollar. D-O-L-L-A-R, the easiest thing in the world. You can find me anywhere. I'm like Ric Flair. Yeah. Woo.
Hey, come on, man.
Shout out to Bad Talk Radio. Appreciate y'all, man. What up, YouTube? Yeah.
You know, we appreciate y'all, man. Swell.
Swell. Let's go.
Thank y'all for being part of Bad Talk Radio. Remember, opportunities don't just happen. You create them. An investment in knowledge pays the most interest, and most importantly, health as well. Don't forget, action will destroy your procrastination. I'm Bad Kid Fax, and we will catch you next week on Take Charge Thursday. And I want to give a shout-out to my brother, man, Baba. You know, he always be sitting here with me. Y'all don't know it, but he my co-host. He be sitting here with me and giving me questions to ask when I be stumbling and stuff, man. So y'all check him out and follow him, too.